Hi, Kate.
Hey, Jean.
We are so excited to welcome everyone to this course, DRI Your Career.
But the big question we have is like, is it DOI or should it be DIY?
Yes, I did tell some friends about this course and they were like, what's that course you're writing again? DIY Your Career? And I was like, damn it, maybe we should have named it DIY Your Career because a lot of people actually don't know what DRI is, but I think it's maybe a self-selecting group have joined who do know. Yeah,
possibly. So DRI means directly responsible individual. I think it's a heavily used concept at Apple. Basically, when something's going on, there's the ultimate responsible person. And like for your career, like who can that be other than you?
Yeah, I think for a lot of us in tech for the last 10, 15 years with the ZIRP era, it kind of feels like a lot of people are just coasting. And now is really a good point to be like, okay, what do I actually want? Is my exchange of effort and time with the tech industry one that I feel good about? Does it allow me to do the other things I want in my life?
Yes. So we want to talk about how your work fits into your life. The reason why I like the DIY idea is because I think in the post-ZIRP era, it does feel a bit more like we're all DIYing our careers because nobody cares about us anymore. My hot take about tech is that tech workers, we used to be like pampered Instagram raccoons, and now we live in Toronto.
And tell me about Toronto raccoons, Kate. I know you've done a lot of online research about them.
Yeah, this is my special topic for 100. Toronto raccoons are like very resilient. They're getting cuter, which is recent and important information. The bureaucrats of Toronto have been trying to make a raccoon-proof garbage bin for years, and they just keep failing because raccoons are smarter and more motivated than the average bureaucrat, right? And I think this is like tech workers, we need to stop missing Instagram and just be like, all right, we live in Toronto now. What are we going to do?
Yeah. And with the changes in the tech industry and AI, now is a good time to figure out what you want because everything is kind of thrown for a loop anyways.
Yeah. But it can be really hard to do that after a long day of capitalisming. You're busy, you're tired. It's easy to feel a bit directionless. I think we used to rely a lot on getting another job as the way to create direction, and that's much less appealing in this market. So what we want to do with this course is help you figure out what you want so you can work towards it with the time that you have.
Yeah. We spent a lot of time talking about this course and iterating on many versions of it, but in the end, we wanted something that is like coaching. You get some of the same impacts as coaching, but at a more accessible price point, something you can do on your own time, because we know it's hard to fit in anything if you have a full-time job.
Yeah, and something that's good for introverts like us.
Yes, we kept iterating on the course and we're like, yes, audio only. People can listen to it on a walk, on their commute. They don't need to be in front of a computer because we all have enough of that in our lives.
Yes, but a document with the concepts and then a little podcast with the two of us, which, you know, is really just two friends talking about the things we've learned the hard way and how these ideas have shown up in our own lives.
Yep. And maybe you have found your way here because you follow one of us or know one of us personally, but maybe we could do just some brief intros to share a little bit about each of us. Kate, you want to go first?
Oh, I hate introducing myself.
Or maybe I could intro you.
I could intro you, but the last time that happened, I ended up giving a talk in Spanish. So yeah, I'm Kate. I'm the one that's not American. And that's how you can tell the difference between us in the podcast. I wrote the book, The Engineering Leader. I am an engineering director at DuckDuckGo, and I am also an advisor at Twill, which is a recruiting startup.
I'm Jean. Actually, Kate and I both worked at Google for some period of time, and then I spent the last 15 years on engineering teams and leading engineering teams at early stage startups, spent a big chunk, 5 or 6 years at Medium, building out the Medium product, and also spent 3 years building out a coaching and leadership development company for engineers. And yeah, spent the last few years back on a team running the engineering team. And more recently, I'm doing some fractional work, a mix of projects like these with friends and some coaching on the side.
That's a very long way to say you're living your best life, June.
Yes, I also live in Berkeley and have 3 kids, which takes up a lot of time.
I live in Ireland and have no kids and also no pet raccoon.
It could still make it happen.
Yeah, my partner has some opinions on this. But anyway, let's close with some tips for getting the most out of this course.
My first tip is to really give yourself some time. Read the content, listen to the audio, and then take a look at the exercises earlier in the 2 weeks and let yourself really think about it as you're doing your other stuff. And also, you can come back to it, right? What you submit to us is not set in stone. You can always come back in a few months and change things as you go, or revisit the whole course in 6 months or a year. So just give yourself a lot of time.
Yeah, I would echo that. And then I guess my tip would be that it's okay to be wrong and to try things and work through them. This is really, it's a toolkit. It's not an exam. There was no getting an A. There was only living your best life, like Jean. Mm-hmm.
One more tip from me is, I know a lot of us have AI embedded in our workflows now. You're welcome to use it to help you think through some of the exercises, but we would request that the submissions are really things you've written and not copy-pasted from AI tools.
Yeah, I mean, your unpolished but real thoughts are much more you. Like, the whole point of this course is to not do the default should that capitalism gives you. Nowhere is that stronger than your friendly local AI. We want to know what you think. So yeah, please don't submit using AI. Please write your own unfiltered thoughts. That's what we want to hear.
Yeah, and the exercises are really just for you and for us to provide feedback. So it doesn't need to be polished. It can be as messy or just as you as possible.
Yeah, and our feedback is also in service of you. We're going to talk about feedback in a later module and make it less scary, but we're not going to be like, this is badly written. We're going to be like, here are some other things you can think about, you know? So the more you've expressed like your actual thoughts, the more we can provide helpful input on them.
Yeah, and sometimes it's in that meandering thoughts that some of the real stuff comes out as well. Mm-hmm. All right, well, welcome to the course. Module 1 will be out shortly, and we're looking forward to having all of you here.
We're so excited. Thank you for joining us.